Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Well, maybe you've been inside a little bit too long and you're looking around your house and you're thinking, dab a paint here, maybe knock a wall out there, put a new roof on. We could do something with the bathroom. Maybe we need a new toot. The list goes on and on and on. This Saturday, it's the HIA Building and Reno Show. Craig Jettian has popped in this morning. It's the case, isn't it, Craig? You sit around your house and you think, maybe the time has come to do something a little bit different. Or you visit a friend or family member's house who's just done it. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. That's certainly the case. I know I'm always seeing work from some of our members and some of our friends, and you're looking, gee, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd thought of doing that. And as we're coming into summer, we're starting to get outside a little bit more, and we're starting to think about how we can use those locations better.
Do you think, Craig, when it comes to Australian living, that we're now contemplating and we're now taking more of our outside inside? For many, many years, you know, you'd have your veranda, you have your patio and where your barbecue is, but more and more people are going, look, you know, I kind of want to bring the inside outside and the outside inside, and just it becomes one big part of your house.
Oh, very much so. People are very much thinking about not only the view, but also how they can use both inside and outside, and carrying through a material. So it could be, for example, you've got a timber flooring and you want that to flow outside, but you want to use tiles. Tiles these days can look identical to timber. You wouldn't know they were any different until you got down on your hands and knees. And, yeah, it does make these very impressive dwellings these days.
Do you find a lot of people, you know, I'm terrible with colour. If people come along to me and they say, look, Todd, we're thinking of putting this colour on the wall with that colour, I can't visualise it. Once it's up on the wall, I can look at it and go, that looks fantastic. There are new styles and there are new trends. What are some of the new trends that are around at the moment when it comes to, you know, renovating your house?
Particularly in the area of colours and features, and we're starting to see a lot more mixing of textures. So whether that's the use of tiles, such as subway tiles as splashbacks, we've used glass in the last number of years, even pressed metal, there's all sorts of different textures that people are looking to use. And I'm exactly the same as yourself. When we recently built, my wife was saying, what do you think of this colour? And I was always, yes, in context to what? And it wasn't until we laid it all out and we were able to sit down with some colour consultants at one of our shows that my wife pulled me along and said, what do you think of this? And, of course, I said, looks beautiful, dear.
Well, that's the answer you give no matter what. It could have been, we want to paint the windows of the house black. What do you think of that fabulous idea? Lovely, dear, whatever you want. It's interesting how we've changed, though. Some of the materials that were considered, you think back to the years when metal roofs, they went out of vogue, and all of a sudden everyone had to have tiles. And not only has corrugated iron come back in for a wonderful, or steel, a roofing material, but you would have never ever thought you'd seen the day where people would use it as a sheeting material for homes.
That's very much the case, and we're seeing it used not only as its own standalone product, but actually being combined with other products. So there's roofing products these days where they bond it to polystyrene to create better insulation. We're able to use products in different ways now than we were in the past. So you're actually getting them used in much more efficient manners. They're keeping the heat out or the cold out. And also doing those sorts of things. In some cases, people are a bit upset. You can't hear the rain as much on the roof these days because of the insulation. But for some people, that's a good thing as well.
That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it, if you've gone and got a builder in and thought, look, I want a tin roof so that when it rains, I hear it, and then there's silence. And you've got to get them back out and take the insulation out. It's going to be a great day. And what it means now for a lot of people is you don't have to have the friends and relatives coming through with their camera taking pictures of your house. They can go out to the HIA home show and get all the information they need there this weekend.
That's correct. We're open 7 days a week, and quite commonly we see people running around with their cameras saying, is it okay? And the quick answer is, of course it is. Come and get some inspiration for your next renovation or new dwelling, and hopefully walk away with a $15,000 kitchen this Saturday.
Great. And there will be experts on hand to answer questions about colours, about materials, about what you can and what you can't do.
Yes, our ever popular Ask an Expert, Dan, will be back in vogue, and it's always a popular area where people can come and ask all those questions of what could we do to make this house better.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great day out at the centre between 10 and 4. Thanks for keeping us in the loop. Good to know that I'm not the only one who has issues when it comes to colour, and we'll have a chat to you soon, Craig.
Appreciate it.
2NUR FM 103.7.